Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I interview Jeff Reinhardt, client partner at Facebook, and in May, will be the new business leader for the global gaming team in Dublin, Ireland. We talk about working at your dream job, creating an attractive resume that will get you hired, and helpful interview tips that you can apply today. Jeff also shares with us about Facebook's new Stories feature. Let's get it! Hey everybody, I am here with Jeff Reinhardt. Jeff has been with Facebook for 6 years and in May is transitioning into a new role to be the business lead for global gaming in Dublin. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey Chase, how are you? I'm doing well. Thanks for inviting me on your new show.
Yeah, man. Currently, Jeff lives on the West Coast in beautiful San Francisco. Is that correct?
I am. Yeah, I'm in San Francisco enjoying the sunshine out here and going to be a bit different when I get over to Dublin. Lots of rain.
Just a little bit. Did you ever imagine growing up in West Virginia that you would be, one, a San Francisco veteran, and two, living in Ireland soon?
Yes and no. I mean, you can ask my parents. I think growing up, I always said I lived somewhere warm because I really didn't like winters in West Virginia and all that snow. I didn't think California was going to happen, but right. Definitely somewhere warm. And then it's been in my dream since I was maybe a teenager to live in Europe. So again, that was kind of like a long-term goal that is kind of crazy to think it's actually happening.
That's fantastic. So just a couple of things I wanted to touch on with you, Jeff, is I want to talk about resumes and how to present yourself in interviews and talking about self-confidence and kind of balancing that with humility and pride. And then I also want to talk about Facebook because you seem to know just a little bit about Facebook. And I want to touch on that. So take us back to when you first got the job at Facebook. Walk us through like how that happened. I know you went to University of Miami in Ohio. Or I guess it's Miami University. But walk us through like how that even happened, because I feel like places like Facebook and Google and Apple, it just seems like so far-fetched for some people when you know someone who actually works there, like, oh man, how did that happen? So just walk us through that whole timeline of I have a job at Facebook.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy now looking back at it. And I think it's important to call out what you just said about how do you even get a job at Facebook or Google or any like, you know, new tech company. I would say that like during college, I really never expected or guessed I would ever work at a company called Facebook or this company that is Facebook. Never thought it would be like on my radar at all, which I think is kind of a big difference in university cultures. When you look at a university like Stanford or Harvard compared to a lot of the really great public universities out there, I'm glad I love going to Miami, but I think one of the really core mindsets that are different is that every kid that shows up to Stanford shows up thinking he's going to be the next Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Where when you go to other schools around the country, people are committed to success, but they don't really think about like what is the ultimate like success goal I can get to, because as long as you're aiming that direction, you can get somewhere relatively close. So I think that's kind of like, before we get into the story, somewhere where maybe I wish I had thought differently about the process. Moving into it, I actually worked in New York City right after college for a news corporation. I sold coupons for them, which I think some kids will someday laugh at when I'm like talking to a university class and I'm 6 years old. They'll be like, what are coupons? It wasn't very fun. I kind of hated it, but I realized that I needed to just put my head down, do good work, and maybe in 2 or 3 years I could get a better job. So while going through that process, about 10 months in, a friend of mine actually randomly sent my resume to a Facebook recruiter and said, hey, Jeff would be really good at this job. So one day I'm slaving away at my desk and all of a sudden I get an email to interview at Facebook. And it was for a job that was requiring 2 more years of experience than I ever needed, that I had at the time. Uh-huh. But I figured, hey, like, might as well go for it, interview, and like, best case scenario, I'll be on the radar for a job in 2 years.
Yeah.
So it kind of came out of nowhere, and I dropped everything prepared. And within about 3 weeks, I went from not knowing about the opportunity to moving to Austin, Texas to start working at Facebook.
That's incredible. And I think you touched on something there, Jeff, that a lot of people overlook is, even though you knew you weren't going to be a lifelong coupon folder, right? you still understood that you have to put your dues in, and sometimes you have to do a job that you don't like. You just have to kind of put your dues in. Yep. I think a lot of people just expect to be automatically given a job at Facebook.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of my peers at News Corporation who were, quit within a few months, and they just went to another job where it was just as difficult. So I kind of saw the signs and realized I needed to put in the work. And I mean, frankly, there are a lot worse jobs in the world than what I was doing. So I couldn't complain that much. But yeah, definitely something that's understated.
So you're at your desk folding coupons, and all of a sudden you get this alert email from Facebook, and you're like, holy cow, like, this is insane. You said you dropped everything and prepared for 3 weeks. What did that look like? So what was your entry job at Facebook, and what did you do to prepare for that job for 3 weeks?
Sure. So the role was an account specialist role focusing on the retail and e-commerce verticals. So ultimately I ended up working with advertisers like American Eagle and Burberry, Michael Kors, some of these like mid-tier to high-tier, upper-tier retail brands. And in terms of preparation, like I was working in print media, which is very different than digital. So I knew I kind of was an outside shot here. Uh-huh. But I stopped going to the gym. I stopped hanging out with friends. And for like a week up to the interview, I just scheduled meetings with any of my friends who worked in digital media, read everything I possibly could, read like a book about the history of Facebook, just like learned everything. So I was ready and prepared when I walked in that door.
Dude, and I think that's another thing. People like interviewing or applying at dream jobs, like just don't go in blind, right? Like do your homework, do some
research.
Go in prepared to answer questions about history and what the company is like and what they stand for and what their values are. I'm sure that was huge.
Yeah, and this was 6 years ago. It was a much smaller company at the time. It was pre-IPO, and it was a very different type of recruiting. Like, we were very worried about preserving the culture of Facebook and hiring people who wanted to be there for the right reasons. So understanding a bit more about the history of the company allowed me to kind of better approach that point of view.
So,
and then what you said about preparation, yeah. I've seen that on both sides. Like as now, like I've been at Facebook for a while, I interview people as well. And I definitely can tell very easily when someone has prepared and when someone has not.
Yeah. Yep. It's so evident. So 6 years ago on Facebook, that was before memories. That was before Instagram. That was before
timeline on your profile.
Okay.
The current profile format. Twitter was a thing, but we were very much like Facebook was not a profitable company. And my dad even was a little unsure about me going to work for this, internet startup based out of California run by a 20 something.
Yeah. Wow. So, what was, so you pack up, you're like, you get the job, you move to Austin. So what was Austin like? What was the client partner? I mean, was it
account specialist? Yeah.
Yeah. This account specialist was like the place you worked at as fun as everyone. Like, was it just like a dream come true?
Yes. I mean, especially compared. No, I mean, it's hard to quantify, just especially coming from an extremely corporate culture in New York. Uh-huh. So to give you some background, if you've seen the movie Devil Wears Prada, I saw that movie in college. I thought it was like a total like over exaggeration until I started my job in New York, and then I realized it was real and it was my life. with coupons. And I'm in the office wearing a suit and tie every day until like 9 or 10 o'clock, and that was my life. So when I got to Austin, and it was a place with a fun culture where you're really encouraged to be your authentic self, and you have fun at work, and they respect your work life balance. And little things like I'm allowed to listen to music at my desk. That wasn't allowed in New York. So there were some things that were probably trivial that I was just loving. And no dress code either. I could wear a t-shirt and shorts if I wanted to.
Dude, and I feel like places like Facebook and Google and Apple, like they've kind of led the charge in corporate America changing a little more like that, right? And you're kind of seeing that trickle down to other areas of work. So Jeff, I have a couple questions here. And I know this is a little different because someone sent your resume to Facebook, but that had to have been at least attractive enough for someone to be like, man, this is great. So give us two applicable things that we can do to make our resume more attractive.
Yeah. And I'm happy to talk about this because I see a lot of resumes. both looking at helping my friends and also just getting job applicants. I've seen a lot of bad resumes, and there's some things that you'd be surprised that people still do. Mm-hmm. But I'll do like a short one and a longer one. One point is to keep it one page. I've seen so many 3, 4, 5 page resumes. And my opinion is, unless you won the Nobel Peace Prize, there's really no reason your resume should be more than one page.
That is a good point.
That kind of ties into another tip, is just like really highlight the most important things first. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to cut the fat. Like, no one really cares what your job was, selling candy at the pool in high school. Like, that, you can cut that out. Like, or being a lifeguard, like, it's fine. You can move that off the plate. Start worrying about what are your most relevant jobs, skills. And then if you have the time, actually tailor some of the wording to the job you want to get.
Yeah, dude, I think that is, that's so important to, you know, don't just have like one blank resume for every job. If you really want a job, you know, specifically make your resume attractive for that position.
Yeah, like I tied a lot of digital aspects into the Facebook resume when I was applying originally a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So making it, knowing that this person's going to see a lot of resumes come through as they look for candidates, and how do you jump out a little bit?
Yeah.
And then one thing I'll throw on there too is I've always put like a little bit of my personal interest at the bottom, just as a conversation point.
Oh, so yeah.
Talking about, like, I used to row crew all through college and when I was living in Austin, so I included mm-hmm. that. Or if you're into cycling, or if you're doing Tough Mudders, whatever your hobbies are, kind of fun to put that in there as well.
Nice, nice. So during an interview, Jeff, how do you balance projecting self-confidence but not letting that be pride? Because I know pride could be one way that it's a quick turnoff for someone interviewing you. So how do you balance, like, where's that happy place there?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I've seen a lot of cocky interviews, and there's a lot of people who just know their stuff, and it's figuring out that balance is really important. I think this really does tie back to preparation, mm-hmm. knowing the job frontwards and backwards, and then knowing and preparing ways that you can explain why you're the best person for that job. So when I prepare for interviews, and I did this just a few weeks ago when I was applying for my new role, is think about the different questions they might ask, and then figure out, like, highlight your experiences, tell what the experience was and what you learned from it. So if you're, you know, talking at a very high level and making up all these things about yourself, you're going to come off as arrogant. But if you're telling people about your real experiences and showing real outcomes and what you've learned, that's not arrogance. It's just showing your experience and showing that you're confident in what you can do.
Yeah. You know what's not arrogant? Telling people that you're the business lead for global gaming in Dublin, Ireland for Facebook. That's pretty cool. So,
well, you can't be rude about it, but you can just say it.
Right. So what does that mean other than sounding awesome? I mean, so you're moving to Dublin in May. That's like, dude, that's like 30 days away.
Yeah, we're in the last few stages here. I'm getting my visa approved to live and work in Ireland and that whole process. So it's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, so what will you be doing over there?
Sure. So I've been on the global gaming team for the last 4.5 years, working really in a sales role. Yeah, with our biggest gaming advertisers here in North America. This has been an area where I've had clients, and I work with clients like traveling around, making sure they're using Facebook and Instagram ads the best possible way.
Uh-huh.
So while I've been working directly with clients for a while, I'm actually stepping away from that, but staying in the same organization within Facebook. So I'll still work on the ad side of the business on both Instagram and Facebook, but I'll be reporting to the VP of the region and really working with first our largest global advertisers. That could be Nintendo or Supercell or Machine Zone, Zynga, and talking to them about what they really need out of Facebook to elevate their businesses. And the other side of that is working on more of the operational side of things. Operating as the chief of staff of the business or like a COO and starting to learn, how do you allocate headcount? How do you figure out cross-functional resources and use them better? And it's a brand new role within Facebook, so a lot of it's going to be up to me to define, which is pretty cool.
Dude, that is so cool, man. You're going to do a great job, and I can't wait to keep up. If you don't follow Jeff on Instagram, his Instagram looks like someone from like North Face or Patagonia runs it, dude. You take some awesome pictures. I can't wait to see what happens here in Ireland. Hey, one more question, Jeff, before we get off of here. I think this week, Facebook just rolled out stories. Is that correct?
So we now have stories on Facebook. We did Instagram stories last summer, and there's a brand new feature now as of, I think, a week ago. And there's a new camera as well with a lot of really cool filters, face filters and things you can do.
So can you pretend like I have never used a camera or Facebook or heard of stories and explain to me a little bit about what that is and why it's cool and how we could use it effectively? And because if someone doesn't have Snapchat, I think they have no clue like what's going on.
And this is something I'm a huge addict using this on Instagram. I think if you follow me there, you can see that I'm uploading there pretty consistently. So stories are really essentially a new format. It's not really any single app's way of doing things anymore. Just like Facebook really revolutionized the use of a newsfeed to look at your content a few years ago. Stories are emerging as the new, like, very lightweight way to share content quickly with the people you care about or looking at the brands you care about. So with a quick swipe, you can look at a camera, capture a moment, throw some fun filters on there, draw on it, and then put it into a format where with one click, you can just see what your friend Chase is up to. And then you can scroll through, see everyone's activities, and really kind of see the world as they see it, which is what I really like about it.
So like Snapchat and Instagram, do these stories dissolve after a certain amount of time? And are you able to see who views your stories? Or what are the analytics and the feedback on that look like?
Yeah, so you can, these are uploaded for 24 hours. Okay. And it just appears at the top there on Instagram and on Facebook. And you can swipe up to see who of your followers or other people have viewed it. But obviously, we have privacy capabilities. If you don't want everyone seeing it, you can keep that to a pretty closed loop of people too, if that's what you prefer. So we kind of give you those privacy in your hands, but yeah, it lasts for 24 hours. And then it kind of is just a lightweight way to share something fun. So on my Instagram feed, I might share this beautiful picture of Seattle. I was landing in Seattle last week and posted a photo. That's something I want up there forever. Versus if I, like yesterday afternoon, I had a beer with a slice of watermelon in the top. That's more lightweight and fun. So I'm going to throw that up for 24 hours.
Nice. So for those of you who still don't know what we're talking about, on Facebook Mobile, at the very top of your app, there are profile pictures of people, and they're kind of like circled and highlighted, and it'll have a list of everyone who posts these 24-hour pictures or stories. You can cycle through them and comment and react and reply and all that stuff. It's a ton of fun. Highly recommend it. Jeff, thank you so much for this time, and gosh, it's great to talk to you, man.
Yeah, you too. It's good catching up after all these years, and glad to hear you haven't changed.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, good luck with your move. I look forward to watching your Instagram feed, and let's get in touch again, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Definitely. Let's do it.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. Take care.
All right, Chase. Thanks a lot.
Bye.